A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The Feast of the Chair of St. Peter Apostle. That's what we celebrate in the Church today. Just reading that title, Chair of St. Peter, and its suggestion of commanding authority reminded me of an experience I had on the occasion of my older brother's death in 1987. After his funeral, we all went back to the house. Because he left 7 young adult children, the house was filled with their many friends, and I couldn't find a place to sit until I found one unoccupied chair in the living room. No sooner had I sat down than one of his daughters, my niece, exclaimed, "Oh, Aunt Beth, you're in Daddy's chair." With the quick addition, "But that's okay, because now you are the matriarch of this family." Matriarch? Not quite 60 years old yet. I began to feel the weight of a responsibility I had never before even thought about. The chair of Peter represents unique authority and responsibility. Unique because of its direct source. In the opening prayer today, we prayed with confidence that no tempests may disturb us, because God has set us fast on the rock of Peter's confession of faith. The revelatory confession we hear in our gospel reading, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter gives this response to the question of Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter's answer, Jesus knows, has come from, beyond the fisherman standing before him. It has come from God. And Jesus chooses this mystical moment to say who Peter is to be, the leader on whose confession of faith the church will be built and whose power will flow from that confession. He will possess the keys to open doors of the heavenly kingdom, some of which are enunciated in the first reading from the letter of Peter, keys of mercy and love, truth and humility. This chair will be a seat of tender compassion, generosity and strength, in the letter's words, as God would have it. This model of leadership stands for all of us, no matter the tempests we encounter within our church or anywhere. Whatever the chair we occupy in our current lives, even that of matriarch, the call to us from today's feast is to live as examples of the freedom and eager service enjoined on us by the Scriptures.